So in Olchot Yosha, we're in the middle of Dan Nikav Zechud, and here he's bringing us the continuation of the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Kuf Kav Zayin Amud Bet, where he says, there's another story. Tanu Rabbanan Maaseh B'chassid Echad, Shepada Riva Achat Bat Yisrael, ולמלון השכיבה תחת מרגלותיו, למחר ירד בטבל ושנה לתלמידיו. Here's the story the Gemara tells us, a pious Jew who went to be podeh, pidyon shvuim, went to redeem a girl, a Jewish girl from captivity. And on their way back, they stayed by an inn, and in the morning he went to the mikveh. And he taught his talmidim. ואמר להם, בשעה שהשכבתי תחת מרגלותיי במחה שתו לי, אמרנו, שמא ישבנו תלמיד שאינו בדוק לרבי. בשעה שירדתי וטבלתי במחה שתו לי, אמרנו, שמא מפני תורך הדרך יירא קרע לרבי. אמר להם, העבודה כך היה. ואתם, כשם שדנתוני לקו זכות, המקום ידין אתכם לקו זכות. He said, I don't know if it means the same room. It sounds like that. When I had the same room with that girl, what were you choshed me? What did you suspect? So they answered him, the Talmidim told him, we suspected that maybe you didn't trust any of your Talmidim, so you had no choice. And when I went to the mikveh, what did you suspect? Maybe because of Torah HaDerech, of the traveling, so there was Keri that came to Rebbe, and that's why he went to the mikveh. HaMakom yadun etchem lekav zechud, just like you were dan mi lekav zechud, you judged me favorably, Hashem should always judge you favorably. That was extreme. Tanu Abanan, pa'am achat utzrach davar echad letalmidei chachamim etzel matronita achat, shekol gdolei romi metzuyin etzla, similar story, there in the Gemara, in Shabbat Kuf Kav Zayin. Amru mi yelech, who is the one who is going to go to speak with a very influential woman in the government of the Romans. Amar lahem Rabbi Yoshua, ani elech. Rabbi Yoshua said, I will go. Halach Rabbi Yoshua betalmidav, kivan shehigia lepetach betach, chalatz tefilav, berichuk arba'amot, venichnas, vena'al adelet bifnehem. Haynu bin'ilah be'alma b'ni mafteach, sheim lo ken, yere haya mikan, sheyichud mutar b'makom, pikuach nefesh, kvar danu bazeh achonim. It says over here in the Gemara, that when they got to the home of that woman, Rabbi Yeshua removed his tefillin, because as you know, in those days, everyone wore tefillin all day. So he removed his tefillin, and he went into the room, and he locked the door in front of them. Immediately, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in parentheses says, it doesn't mean he locked the door with a key. It means he just shut the door closed. Because or else, if you will explain that he locked the door, then you can bring proof from this Gemara that Yichud is allowed in a case of Pikuach Nefesh. This was a case of Pikuach Nefesh. It was important matters to be discussed on behalf of the Jewish people. So if he mamash locked it, which would be mamash Yichud, so then you could bring proof from here that in a case of Pikuach Nefesh, Yichud is mutar. There are many poskim that argue with that. There are many poskim that say that Yichud is just the same as the level of Gilui Arayot. And Gilui Arayot is one of the three that we know, even b'makom pikuach nefesh, is not allowed. Now, it's a big discussion, he says, all right? He just refers to it, you know, quickly. He says, but there would be a clear-cut re'ayah from here. Achar she'yatza, and here we go again. After he leaves the room, yarad v'taval, he goes to the mikveh. V'shana le'talmidav. Amar lahem, so he told them, b'sha'a she'chalatzti tefillin b'amecha shatuni. When I removed the tefillin, what were you suspecting? You remove the tefillin because you're going into a place of, who knows, there's Avodah Zarah in there, place of Tum'ah, you didn't want the tefillin to enter there. Because we understood that these are governmental issues that are meant to be private, and that's why you close the door. When I went to the mikveh, what did you think the reason was? So they told him, maybe there was, when you were talking with her, there was some spit that came from her onto your garment. And in the times of the Tanaim, the halachot of Tum'ah v'Tahara were still relevant, and even that can make a person tameh. So that's why he went to the mikveh. Amar lahem, Rav Yeshua ben Chananya told his talmidim, ha'avoda kachaya, exactly like you said, ve'atem keshem shedantuni lizchut, ha'makom yadin etchem lizchut.